I'm Jake, and this is Tony.
Hello.
Oz can't be with us to record this week because he's in Hollywood auditioning to reprise Rob Schneider's role in the new Dredd reboot. You're in the damn woods. Welcome to the Damn Woods Monday Media Podcast, or Sunday if you're a backer. I've got Tony.
Hello.
Former episode guest host fame. So up front, Tony and I are big fans of the Carl Urban Judge Dredd movie that came big out fan. In 2011. And the internet has been very, very generous this year and has told us that one, it's getting a Netflix series-style reboot, which is super wild. And two, that this reboot is trying to get Carl Urban to reprise his role as Judge Dredd.
Please try very hard.
100%. So, I don't know. We don't know too much about the series as it comes up, but more importantly, if you haven't seen the 2011 Dredd movie, you absolutely should.
Yeah, you're making a mistake.
It's fantastic. Like, there is, like, I can't think of anything bad about that film.
No, not really. I mean, everything was great. The story maybe was, you know, a little straightforward. I mean,
it's a Judge Dredd story. They're not super complex. They're like, someone is breaking the law.
Yeah, you're watching a dude shoot some dudes.
Right. It's dystopian future, dude shoot dude. And like, if you're basing your love of Judge, your dislike or like of Judge Dredd off the 95 Stallone flick, don't.
Just pretend it's a Rocky movie.
What? Yeah, like, yeah, Rocky in the future, future Rocky. Ugh, it's so bad. Or Ram. It's such just like, they're just like, oh, what if we took all these cool things about Judge Dredd, the character, and ignored them? And also had Rob Schneider. Pads, like, I don't know what. Yeah, he did have pretty. I mean, the costume, I will say, the suit design was not terrible. Everything else about that movie was bad. And also, it had that weird artifact of the 90s where Rob Schneider was in an action movie.
Yeah. It was how that happened, who knows?
I think that's the second Rob Schneider Stallone movie.
What was the other one?
Because Demolition Man.
Oh, man.
Which Demolition Man, in my opinion, holds up as a fun movie. It's not good in any human way, shape, or form.
No, it's definitely the same mold.
But
you can't take it seriously.
No, but I mean, like, Wesley Snipes as the blonde-haired, angry bad guy, Dennis Leary as like the street underground anarchist, and Stallone as the only cop who knows how to beat people up anymore.
Thank goodness we froze him.
Yeah, thank God we froze that guy to come beat up Wesley Snipes as he tries to kill Dennis Leary, and Rob Schneider is also there because it's the 90s. Isn't fucking, shit, not Lou Diamond Phillips. The guy who looks like younger Lou Diamond Phillips is in that. Is it Jimmy Smits? No.
Oh, man.
He's on some cop show. Anyway, more importantly, this new Dredd movie is looking real, or new Dredd series might be promising. The 2011 Dredd movie is really good. You should watch it.
Yeah, and if they do manage to get Carl Urban, it's hard to imagine how it will not be a great time.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's not like an amazing actor, but everything I've seen him in, he's at least been the good part of it.
Yeah, that's like, a fact. He's never the bad part of anything.
Right, like the Star Trek movies, I mean, you know, for what they are, they're entertaining, but his McCoy is far and away like the best character besides like maybe Simon Pegg's Scotty.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, everyone else is interesting and everything, but Spock's super whiny and Kirk is Kirk, which is, they're fine, they're good, but like Scotty and McCoy are like standouts. So we got a bunch of music this week, just generally speaking. First up, I found this guy not too long ago while we were looking through a bunch of weird rap for the show, obviously, and he's one of the other ones we found. He's a guy named Shakewell. He's got a new EP called Keystone Prince. We gon' keep on spending money, cause it keep on coming in. Mama told me why I'm spending, I don't see no end of this. I'ma keep on buying dope, gold pen and gold roll. I'ma keep on popping sticks, hope I can remember this. Then we go way back, hey.
Sipping banana split, get that beat attack with a tuss. Ain't holding grip in your life, blood, no need for the fighting and fuzzing. Matter of fact, way past that, cut now you 6 feet deep. All but six is rolling, stalking, hopping for a lick, so I creep on my knee. You'll never catch me cause I'm too G'd up.
He's effectively like this weird combination of like physically Tony and I. He's like another fat dude rapper, which is like a rare thing. Like, you don't see, like, fat, beardy, weird dudes rapping too often, and you don't see them, like, singing shitty R&B hooks on their own stuff. When I say shitty, I mean it's not good, but it's fun to listen to.
Yeah, it's definitely not bad. I like the kind of chill style he has.
Same.
It's like, not, his delivery is serious.
Right, and, like, his delivery is real laid back. And, like, it manages to be, like, quick and, like, intense, but also pretty chill, laid back. And, like, the beat productions...
It's pretty smooth.
Yeah. It's a likable little EP, and it's all over the internet. I think you get it for free, actually. I mean, like, legally speaking, for free, which is shocking.
Oh, that's pretty
bold
strategy.
I like it, though. It's real good, real fun. If you liked our weird rap from before, like Suicide Boys, Bones, Puya, whatever, those guys, you'll like this, almost guaranteed. In fact, this guy, I believe, is on the label that Puya is on, so, which is, strangely enough, titled Buffet Boys Records. So I can't really fault them for that.
Yeah, go for it, boys.
That's a pretty solid, because there's definitely that label has two fat dudes, one of which is named Fat Nick. I mean,
you know, he didn't go very far down the rap name bin for that one.
No, he was like, well, my name is Nicholas, so,
and I'm a fat man.
Yeah. what if I just done rap name to say. Everyone else is like real complex bullshit. He's just like, nah, I've had this since like 2 hours ago, fellas. We're good to go.
Yeah, that guy over there, he said I was Fat Nick, and I said, yes, I am.
Fucking yeah. Hell yeah, I'm Fat Nick. Done. I mean, like, Shakewell, I'm not even, like, I don't even know if that's like his last name or just like, he's just like, Shakewell is a funny thing to combine to one word.
Right. He's thinking of his rap name, looks like, at a bottle of salad dressing and goes, Shakewell.
There, I found it. I found it. either way, it's a good, we'll link the EP. We'll link his, I think he's got a SoundCloud, not a Bandcamp.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
So real quick though, this is like the meat and potatoes, I guess. We have a bunch of recommendations from listeners and they are all kind of intense. Like, there's no, like, real easy listening this time around, which is good. So from our dude Holickshot, he hooked us up with what is the soundtrack to a fashion show. Literally.
Which I never imagined I would be listening to the soundtrack to a fashion show.
Yeah, so Kata Martinez, it's the M2M fashion show, which is M2M or Imitation of Nature.
Thank you.
And it was a Chilean fashion show, but the soundtrack is, it's like a short EP of like this weird, like industrial noise stuff. And it's kind of fucking good.
Yeah. It's really not bad at all.
Go ahead.
No, I've been kind of, I got in a nostalgia kick. So I'm listening to a lot of Static X, Fear Factory. So I was like, look at this.
Look at this guy.
I could get into this.
I briefly had a nostalgia kick as well. And I was just like, man, Slipknot was good. And then I'm like, oh, what happened? Where am I?
Yeah, and then you ran out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, this is weird as fuck. It's like kind of like avant-garde industrial ambient stuff. And it's like, if someone had told me that like fashion shows had really bizarre soundtracks like this, I'd have started going to fashion shows at any point in time in my life. If someone was like
like a mini concert with some weird people walking around.
Right. People are walking around, but there's also a DJ who's spinning or some artist who's like fucking playing bizarre ass industrial shit. Yeah. Sold. Done. Okay. Cool.
So I can get behind that.
Nice shirt, idiot. Anyway, I'm trying to listen to this song. We'll link it though. It's $3. It's real good. You can listen to it once, twice for free, obviously. But if you like it, I encourage giving these people money because this is just some Chilean industrial artist, and that's okay.
$3
that's
go
weird.
A long way down there.
Yeah, $3 goes a long way down there. For God's sake, hook this lady up. So the next thing we have, we got music from some of our dudes. This is actually our dude Akira, his new label, Love Crypt, out of Shanghai, fucking China, somehow.
Yeah.
So this is another weird album. It's kind of an ambient experimental album. It's by Omega Super, and then a word in Chinese that I refuse to translate.
Yeah, it may not be worth trying. Who knows?
It's probably like butts or something. I'm going to hit my mic stand like an idiot.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, no, it's for smacking. Oh, no, it's okay. No, okay. It's the name in Chinese next to it. So Omega Super Super Omega may be the full group name. I do not know. Doesn't matter. Long story short, this is a real weird fucking album. It's another short EP, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's very strange, but I've accidentally listened to it like 4 or 5 times this week, like just straight through again and again.
See, for me, it's a little bit too chill, a little bit too ambient.
That's fair.
That sort of music, it's not bad. And I know people who would really, really dig that, but mm-hmm. It's a little bit too light for me.
Yeah, no, it's that's fair. It definitely, I will say this, it is good, like, night driving music.
Yeah, I like can see that.
If you get anywhere near like decent bass going on, it's like, oh, this is super fun. But it's real laid back. It's real like artsy, and it's just bizarre as shit. That said, it's like the fourth release from this label. In sub 1 month, 2 months.
Damn.
These guys are putting out a bunch of stuff. They're also, I mean, they're weird nerds, so come on. Who doesn't like weird nerds? Yeah. Fucking, it's wild shit. Anyway, we'll link their, we'll link the Bandcamp. This is a free album, but like, absolutely give these dudes some money if you like this. It is I think, like, if you, like I said, if you like weird ambient stuff or weird experimental electronic stuff, this is kind of a good example of that. Anyway, that's, once again, that's Omega Super, and it's just titled EP. I'm assuming it's the self-titled EP. That, or like someone's being real avant-garde and being like, well, I'm just, what if I named my EP EP? Like, all right, EP bud. EP
number 7.
Just isn't fucking
your first one? Yeah, but it's EP number 7.
Yeah, dial it back, friend. you're too high on avant-garde bullshit. But it's good, though. Guys, I don't say avant-garde in a bad way in this case, obviously, or anyway, really, because that's just a, it's weird. It's very strange and fun and interesting, and it's, I think it's a fun listen. So this is actually, this next thing is kind of the standout album for me. I honestly wasn't expecting this to be as good as it is. So our dude, Watermelon Guy, hooked us up. He's actually, he's the dude who designed our Tree Mason logo, the shirt that like 20 people bought so far. Very so nice. Shout out to that dude. This is the, so Zeal and Ardor. Ardor? I don't know.
Ardor.
Yeah, whatever. It's a word. I don't know how to speak. The Devil Is Fine is the album.
A good guy is the one that brings the fire. A good guy is the dead one. A good guy is the one that brings the fire. Good love is the dark one. A good love is the one that brings the fire. A good love is the dark one. A good love is the one that brings the fire. The bed will run red with the blood of the saints and the blood of the holy. The one that brings the fire. The bed will run red with the blood.
This is you won, yeah. Great, Satan, go team. This is like someone took a soul singer and was like, what if, or like a blues kind of soul singer, I guess, like not like R&B soul, like the, well, like a, like a, like a bluesy kind. Anyway, they shoved him in a black metal band, and then they were like, hey, go make really, really weird, like quasi-ambient black metal about, yeah,
chant,
Satan.
Yeah, chant these slave songs.
Right, like re-themed
black metal behind you.
Right. It, yeah, definitely has that feel. Like it feels like spirituals. That's a better way to put it. It sounds like someone has made spirituals about Satan and also put black metal to it.
And it's really good.
Like, that sounds dumb when I, that sounds stupid when I say it out loud, right? That sounds like a thing, yeah, that probably wouldn't be good. No, this is fucking fantastic.
It is really great. I mean, I'm listening to that and I'm like, this is, whoever came up with this idea is a genius, because it's really, it fits so well together. We get just kind of the sort of harmony, the chanting.
Yeah.
And the singing of the songs, and then just some black metal in the background.
Yeah, and it's not like super intrusive black metal is the thing. It's like it's almost ambient stuff, but like it's just so, or like melodic black metal is a better way to put it, I guess. Less, exactly. Less ambient.
And it's put together so well.
Yeah,
that it fits together. I really like the track "Come On Down."
Oh yeah,
and then,
no, that's,
and then I got the track "Blood in the River."
Blood in the River is fantastic.
So fucking good.
Like. It's just so fucking weird. Like, I've never encountered this kind of thing, this combination of things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if I like walked into a room and someone was like, "Hey, there's going to be like a black metal spiritual band," I'll be like, "What?"
He's like, "I don't. That doesn't sound amazing to me."
Those sound like opposites, and then like you hear it and you're like, "Oh, these songs are about the devil." This is great. This is just fantastic. I think
they're onto something here.
I think they may have figured something out. Worshipping Satan in a very positive light. Their music video for Devil Is Fine is also real fucking weird.
Oh, I have not seen it. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, buddy boy, it is strange as hell. We'll link that in the album. But either way, this is $10. This is worth $10.
I agree. Yeah, for
like,
sure.
This is good as hell. I enjoyed the hell out of it. It's just so fucking, it's such a weird combination that in no way on what any planet should work, but it does. So it's just like, okay, I'm for it.
It's going to get plenty of listens, that's for sure. Yeah,
same, absolutely. This is the thing that I plan to have pretty much on repeat constantly. Anyway, it's real fun. I'd say if you like, I'm trying to think of other similar black metal bands, but I really can't. That's the thing, is like, there's this is all like, this is, with this that is such
kind
a
of vocals. No, I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't. Close to that. No, I can't even think of like groups that have that kind of vocal in like either any of the mainstream right now, just because it's like, this is kind of an odd thing.
Yeah, it's definitely out there.
Mm-hmm. But it's likable though. It's very enjoyable. We'll link it anyway. $10, absolutely worth your time and money. If anything, just give it a listen. Obviously, if not, buy it. It's great. Good times. The last bit of music we have, this is actually kind of an interesting, another recommendation. What the fuck am I talking about? It's from ATF DC 20, 26, one of the two. Yeah. But it's Daniel Deluxe Corruptor. Real heavy dark synthwave.
Yep, I think it's pretty great.
I mean,
listen to other stuff, Perturbator, crap like that.
Right,
fits right in.
Yes, 100%. This is a I'd say almost like almost near like borderline. If he had included guitars, could be like a metal album almost.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if it had been just a little, one step further, it could have been like, hey, I'm pretty super metal, and that's great. But it's a pretty fun album. Like, there's nothing to complain about here. Like, it's got that weird horror, sci-fi, like, cyberpunk synthwave kind of thing, which is, that's fucking rad. Like, I don't know how you could not look for that and like it.
I made Josh listen to it, and he's like, oh, this is pretty heavy. It's pretty dark. It sure is.
Yeah, buddy. Fucking get ready. Enjoy to rock.
That's, I mean, rad. The cover art for that album
is, yeah,
ridiculously cool.
It is. Like, it looks like a weird fucking robot skull slash Satan.
And I think robot on the, Satan. On the Bandcamp, there's a link to the guy who did the art, and he's got a Facebook page just chock full of that sort of like 80s retro style. He does album covers for other
That's other fucking rad.
Too. It's really great.
That's good. I mean, it's one of those things where like synthwave is like in the midst of its explosion, so that it's started saturating. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. There's artists everywhere, but there's still like, thankfully there's still like huge standouts like this, like where it's just like, because like we talked about how like when a style saturates, it can get very bad very quickly. So like, oh, yeah, stuff like
anybody who has half an idea that they can do that.
Right, they'll give do it.
A shot. And
like, it happened with dubstep, it happened with trap. It's kind of happening with synthwave and vapor a little. Like, I'd say vaporwave is actually, it happens more in vaporwave because vaporwave is a less restrictive style.
A little bit less complicated.
There's less of a, like, you need these things to make it sound like synthwave. Whereas vaporwave, you're like, I have a sample of the Windows 95 startup noise. I'm going to make that the rhythm section, you know, and that's fine. I think vaporwave does its thing, and there's a lot of good vaporwave, but there's also a lot of shitty vaporwave. Yeah. So I think that is where a lot of the wave offload has taken place. That's where the saturation has gone, because synthwave is still kind of dorky. Like, it's still like a nerdy genre.
Still a lot of, you know, video game influence and all that good stuff.
Right. Whereas vaporwave is the hipstery, slightly caught on bullshit C-punk, etc. thing, which is fine. Like I said, it's fine. Some vaporwave is great. Some vaporwave is real relaxed, real chill, very enjoyable. Some of it is just literal garbage, though. Holy Jesus Christ. There's so much. Like, it's the saturation thing. Anyhow, so next up, last bit of music, this next little thing. Tony and I both watched a new Marvel series.
The Iron Fist.
Iron Fist, if you will.
Iron.
Elrond Fist. So my overall take on this was it is moderately disappointing.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's not terrible, but it definitely doesn't meet the standard of Daredevil for sure.
Right. It was very passable, but Daredevil and like Luke Cage and what's her face, the lady,
Jessica Jones. Yeah,
Jessica Jones. Those series were all fucking good.
Yeah.
This is okay. Right. It doesn't help that like Danny Rand is like completely overshadowed by Colleen Wing. Like she's fantastic the whole time.
Yeah. Much cooler.
So much cooler. Like you just like give her a series. Shit. Like this character is great.
Yep. And I think even like having Claire Temple in there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, she's great.
She's great, but in that series, at least, it felt really, really forced. Like, well, we got to have her in there.
Shoehorned as hell. Also, give Claire a fucking series. Give like make her like a fucking like a superhero doctor series. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Why not?
Also, because that lady's fan. That lady's like she's great at that role. But yeah, you're right. It was a super shoehorned in role because like they didn't feel like there was any need for her to be there. You know what I mean?
I think most of the conflict in the show is pretty boring, I guess. You know, it's just like, hey, they're bad guys. I'm gonna beat them up.
Right. And like he comes back. Right. And this thing is like he comes back after having like a childhood of like monks beating him mercilessly. And like he's just like the first week he's back, the first few episodes, he's like a super big hippie.
Yeah. And I feel like they went overboard with the new to society bullcrap.
Because he wasn't. He grew up in.
Yeah.
Like he grew up rich. Danny Rand grew up rich.
He knows
rich.
How the world works. He doesn't need to be. But yeah, there was a lot of things I didn't care for. The dude who plays, I mean, this could be a spoiler, of course, but the dude who plays Wendell.
Oh yeah.
Fucking love that.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
So I'll spoiler tag this in the beginning, obviously. But yeah, no, he was great. Like he was real fun. He was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Like he was.
Yeah, he was definitely one of the highlights. But I didn't like the ending was pretty mediocre. Yeah, like there wasn't a lot of
shrugging. A lot of like I don't care about what. Like there's nothing that made me care about what happened.
Yeah, I guess we're buddies now, you know, and all that shit at the end. I'm just like,
Right. Now we're friends. And also, I guess the city got blown up or whatever. And all.
Yeah.
It's just this big, like, shrug. There's like, it feels like there's no reason. No reason for him to be there.
I don't regret watching it, but if they made a season two, it'd be harder to encourage myself to watch that.
I was not upset about it existing or anything. It wasn't like bad. It was just very, very boring.
And I guess, you know, looking at the trailer they've released for the Defenders, him being part of that group, I think it'll work pretty well.
Yeah. So it's a little sad because Danny, like, hilarious. Right. Because Danny Rand is like a funny character in Marvel. Like he's not like super duper serious all the fucking time. Whereas in this, he's like mopey and serious constantly.
Yeah, gotta stop the evil, man. There's evil. But, you know, Marvel, they still got, what, the Punisher coming up. That's going to be hard to imagine how that's not going to be fantastic.
You know, honestly, like, the Punisher thing is going to be... That's the thing. I'm for that. Like he was such a good addition to the Daredevil cast, and like there are a lot of people who didn't like it, and I'm like, well, it's weird that you're incorrect about literally everything.
How could you be so wrong? It's tough to say. Because, yeah, he fit in perfectly. It was great. Just that, you know, you get that excellent contrast. He's like, I've got a way to stop the bad guys. I'm going to put them all in body bags.
Right. Like, you know, Daredevil's doing his thing where he's fucking fighting dudes and the Punisher shows up and solves every problem humanly possible with bullets.
Yeah.
And some explosives. Like, I mean, it's super, it's a fun contrast, but giving him a series, I'm pretty jazzed for just because, like, fucking, I don't know, man, he's a good Punisher. And, like, I would like to see them, I like to see where they go with, like, a Punisher series proper, like, pursuing, like, either, like, the War Zones timelines or, like, the Max storylines or whatever. That'd be kind of rad.
I'm ready to see him shoot some dudes.
I'm ready to see more Punisher in general, to be honest. Yeah. Like, honestly, put him in the Defenders, maybe take Danny Rand out. Maybe
do what you got to do, Marvel. It's okay.
Yeah, just solve the problem by putting the Punisher in more things. I don't know. I'm hoping the direction for Daredevil or the Defenders, I should say, is a little bit more lighthearted from the Danny Rand side. And also probably from Jessica Jones, obviously, because she's smarmy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But like, and, you know, more serious from the Luke Cage / Daredevil side.
Like, I'm really hoping they get, you know, they kind of hit the ground running with that one, because we already know who all these people are. So just do whatever you got to do to make them a team. And let's just get to it.
Yep. They already know that they all fight crime and they want to punch dudes. Let them go fight ninjas, for God's sake.
Yes. that's what everyone needs.
Just what everyone needs. And that's it. Christ on a bike. That said, though, so it's, I don't know. It's, but yeah, so here's the deal. Like, final verdict for me, like, it was okay to watch. Not great. But if you really, really want more Marvel stuff, check that out. I actually started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I like that show.
You know, honestly, I haven't started season 3 yet, but, I finished 1 and 2 and, like, I was surprised. Cause, like, at first season 1 was like, this is real, real, real boring and dragging out. Then it was just like out of nowhere, fucking our dude, the dude from Aliens who died this year, Bill Paxton.
Yep.
Just shows up and he's a baller. He's a great character. And then that season's twist happens and you're like, what?
You're like, uh-oh.
And it's just like, you just start swearing out loud a lot. And the end of that season was fucking nuts. Anyway, yeah, but like season 1 and 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pretty fucking good. Season 3's intro is pretty brutal and kind of rad.
Season 4 is the one that's on TV now or recently or whatever.
Season 4 is the one that's on right now. And Ghost Rider is the main thing.
So season 3 is not bad.
Cool. I'm excited. Season 3. I've heard nothing but good things about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since half of season 1 is a thing. Like, I just decided not to check it out. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's watchable.
No, they get them because there's the main story arc of 3 is, I think, is pretty great.
Cool.
A lot of good character shit going on in there.
I mean, like, fucking what's his face is still pretty great. Coulson is a great character.
Yes.
Like, he just doesn't give a shit about a lot of things. Just like, don't care, doing the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, and everyone's like real mad, and you're like, nope, don't care,
don't like my decisions. That's cool, but I'm in charge here, so
yeah. Guess who's the king of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's me. It's not terrible. I actually am like a season behind on fucking the DC shows as well, because
I think first season of Arrow is about all I managed to get out of that.
Honestly, Arrow stopped being good after season 3.
I know that's what the internet seems to think, too. I've seen that.
I've watched, I got committed after season 3. I was just like, oh, man, maybe it'll be good. And then it was just like season 4 was like, I'm shitty. And then season 5 was like, I am also shitty. But at least the guy from Doctor Who is here. and I was just like, rad. And then it just doesn't get any better.
That's too bad.
I haven't seen any of the latest season. Or no, season 4 was shitty. Season 5 is the one that's out, just finished. I haven't seen any of that one. Season 4 sucked dick. Season 3 of The Flash just started or just finished as well. But I saw the end of season 2 and they were like, we're doing Flashpoint. And I was just like, oh no, that's a lot to deal with. That is a whole lot to deal with. So I just kind of was like, well, we'll wait on that. And then season two of fucking whatever the time traveling DC show.
Yeah, those are still on my radar. I don't know.
It's one of those things where it's like the first season that was okay, but they did some things I didn't like. First two seasons of Flash were good. So Flashpoint's a very hard thing to do because Flashpoint's like a... Like, so the idea with Flashpoint in the story is, like, the Flash goes back and... You know how, like, every time-traveling character learns you're not supposed to change history even when it sucks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the Flash ignores that after having learned it, like, three times.
So, you know what? This time, I'm feeling good about it.
It's going to be good. And he causes, like, the fucking apocalypse. Like, he causes the end of the world.
Oh, you know, bold strategy.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Anyway, it's one of those things where you're just like, really, dude? Why? Come on. Anyway, that said, that's actually kind of all we have for the media episode this week. There's a lot of good music to check out. A short, concise show review of fucking Iron Fist, which is
pretty short.
Just fucking. There's I wish there was more to say about Iron Fist, but it's just so like lackluster.
Yeah, if you like the other Marvel shows, you certainly won't hate it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. You'll just be like,
you won't be blown away.
Yeah, why isn't this more like Daredevil? is the whole time. Anyhow, check us out Wednesday for the gaming podcast. Thursday, if you're a backer, for the backer episode, the Inner Circle political and other things podcast, political news, etc. We're always readily dipping into conspiracy theory anyway, just because the world has now become real conspiracy theories. Anyway,
one giant conspiracy.
You can check us out on Twitter at The Damn Woods, facebook.com/The Damn Woods. We're on YouTube. You can check us out Friday for a YouTube video. We're continuing our Stellaris Let's Play. And yeah, that's actually it. But thank you for listening. Goodbye. I love you.